Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my awesome partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
And shalom to all, and thank you for joining us tonight. Let us praise the Lord.
Lord, with the sound of the shofar, we do praise you for all your mighty acts according to your excellent greatness. Thank you for looking beyond our faults as we serve you with gladness, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Continue to keep us safe as we watch the many signs and precursors of your coming justified wrath. Thank you for the many religious mandate exemptions given to those who are called by your name in the healthcare industry, including our daughter. We continue to ask for wisdom and a supernatural love for the lost, that we might even be more even bold to evangelize, especially to our lost loved ones, and may this program bring a smile to your face. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, it does seem that if you need a religious exemption in the healthcare industry, it is being granted, at least to those that we know. I know that God does not want his people to get these poisonous jabs. He will protect us, as he did the Hebrews in Goshen, from the plagues. And when it gets too perilous, he will remove us, because it's not just like one country as back in Egypt. It's the whole world. So we must be airlifted up quickly.
So, I know you think it would get worse.
Well, I'm just going by scripture. You know, the shots are a big part of it. And did you know that doctors can lose their medical licenses for not supporting the jabs and spreading, they say, misinformation? This is serious.
Yes, it is. Any comment on Israel?
Yes, COVID is still high. Therefore, their regulations have been extended. And you know how some American businesses are in bed with China?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, some, especially the high-tech companies in Israel, are as well. And last year, operations at Israel's port of Haifa, one of the largest maritime transport hubs in the Mediterranean, were handed over to China's state-run Shanghai International Port Group to run for the next 25 years.
And, you know, China has many other ports as well.
Oh, I know. In fact, China now has like a foothold in at least 100 points, ports in 63 countries.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a powerhouse in global trade.
Mm-hmm. But here's some good news and a basis for future so-called peace in the Middle East, as in Daniel 9:27. Israel's President Herzog went to and was very welcomed in the United Arab Emirates at their presidential palace by their Crown Prince Zayed, while the Israel's national anthem played. It was called the Hatikva, that's what it's called, and they played that for him.
And President Trump made that possible.
Yes, with the Abraham Accords, which, by the way, is not going away.
Hopefully, more Arab countries will soon join.
Oh, they will. Daniel 9 says so. Meanwhile, Iran is not happy at the visit. Therefore, using the Iran-backed Houthis out of Yemen, they fired a ballistic missile at the UAE while Israel's president was visiting. Thankfully, it was intercepted.
I know you have an update on Russia.
Well, there are demands made by Russia, and our Secretary of State, Blinken, apparently sent a response that was not well received. Putin feels Russian concerns are not being taken seriously. Even so, Putin says Washington is acting like we want Russia to invade. In my opinion, I wonder the same, because are many warmongers, as we talked about last week, they do want more war. So, therefore, a possible false flag will be conducted.
Could you be a little more specific?
Well, for years, many have been called conspiracy theorists, you know, many of us. But I believe indication is surfacing amongst the knowledgeable. our mainstream media, as well as the federal government itself, have now openly admitted to the existence of false flag operations.
Well, yeah, but blame other countries, not ours.
Oh, of course. However, we also use clandestine operations to shape public narrative for centuries. You know, like the enemy disguising himself and infiltrating as one of you? We've talked about that many times.
Yes, that's Satan's M.O. along with false flags.
Well, he is the father of lies. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, on January 14th, Politico, which is a more to the left-leaning media, I'd say, they published an article titled, "The U.S. Intel Suggests Russia is Planning a False Flag Operation." There again, blame the other guy when it's really you. Honey, please read that, what our national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, recently said.
Okay. Russia is laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating a pretext for an invasion, including through sabotage activities and information operations by accusing Ukraine of preparing an imminent attack against Russian forces in eastern Ukraine.
So in other words, oh, and by the way, Russia does have what they call separatists or open spies living in eastern Ukraine. But what Sullivan is suggesting is that these separatists will shoot at Russian troops across the border so to compel Russia in defense to respond, thinking it's Ukrainian soldiers. Therefore, a war begins. But others, myself included, believe it's all a setup for Washington to blame the Russian separatists when really it is our elite warmonger puppet troops that have already infiltrated in order to start a war.
So, just to be clear, Sullivan is asserting that Russia may stage an attack against itself to justify an invasion of Ukraine.
Yes. But actually, it will be us in disguise. Even though both Russia and Ukraine deny wanting a war and openly saying it's the United States who are overblowing the situation. You probably saw that on the news.
Well, you know, we've been meddling in Ukraine's affairs for years.
For sure. And the real reason Russia annexed Crimea is because the people living there at that time, they were angry because of the overthrow of President Yanukovych, which was Ukraine's democratically elected government, by what they believed was a fascist coup by Poroshenko, who, by the way, is backed by us and the West.
Okay, you know, today, ex-comedian Zelensky is president after defeating Poroshenko in 2019.
Yep. Well, some of you history buffs might recall all that, but we don't want to get into the woods here. But to say false flagging and infiltrating, as on January 6th, is a well-known tactic. An example has come to light from the now declassified documents of when the Jesuit-controlled CIA considered planting bombs in Miami in order to blame Castro. And isn't it interesting that the allegations of a potential Russia false flag only came about following the recent visit of the director of the CIA to Kiev, Ukraine's capital? Just saying. So if Russia invades, consider the fact that our own demonically influenced warmongering leaders, along with the UK, our allies, well, good chance they're probably behind it.
And there's that Yahoo News report.
Right. It's about a recent official confirmation that the CIA is, in fact, training Ukrainian neo-fascist paramilitaries for a potential guerrilla war. And militia leaders in the Donbass area are stating Ukrainian special forces are also being trained by the British and are planning a false flag of their own to frame Russia. But let's conclude this segment with a quote from a Democrat and ex-Congresswoman from Hawaii, actually, Tulsi Gabbard.
Unfortunately, in this White House, we have warmongers and people like Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken, who had a very strong hand in being the architects of regime change wars in Iraq, Libya, Syria, and they're the ones who are influencing the decisions being made by this White House.
And she's right. They are back. And Biden is a Jesuit puppet led by Obama's people, who are also puppets, actually, to even greater Masonic tyrannical masters. Bottom line to all this, it's very plain to see by this point that false flag operations are not, nor have ever been, mere conspiracy theories. And here's another one for you. I just read yesterday that the DHS is now warning Americans that domestic extremists, as in Trump supporters, are going to attack the U.S. power grid. This is yet another example of how the corrupt U.S. government, guilty of too many crimes to count, is going to try to frame patriots with heinous acts on its own citizens.
Well, maybe they'll do a cyber attack and blame it on the patriots.
Very possible. And remember, the enemy usually conveys in some way or another what will happen beforehand. Just like Fauci warned of a coming pandemic around Christmas holidays in 2019. You remember that? And sure enough, it was first reported on December 31st. But God tells his own to worry for nothing, because he's got this, and he's got our backs. So, let's close this segment with Hosea 9:9.
They have sunk deep into corruption, as in the days of Gibeah,
which were similar to the days of Lot in Judges 19.
God will remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins.
Scripture must be fulfilled.
Okay, you can send your prayer requests, comments, and end-time questions to Sheila at ShofarMinistry.net or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with your detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back, or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your convenience.
Okay. Now for his word, which is more precious than gold,
and paves our way and lightens our path.
And if you are a carnal Christian, don't even think you can merely handle what could be coming even before we leave.
Thy word will keep you strong,
give you needed discernment, and of course, more wisdom. Okay, so last week we taught on Yeshua's initials, the Alpha and the Omega in Greek and the Aleph and the Tav in Hebrew. But didn't have time to tell you one more thing about the Hebrew alphabet, and that's that every letter has an object or a picture associated with it. And actually, it's those objects that were often used to also tell a story.
Yes, the picture with the Aleph is an ox,
known for carrying the heaviest of loads, and the Tav is a picture of the cross. So the story here is that Yeshua is our burden holder who went to the cross for us. And one more to bless you. The word Torah is spelled Tav, Vav, Resh, and He. Well, the picture for He is a window, as in, what do you see? The Resh has a picture of a man, and the Vav is a nail, and the Tav is the cross. So, what do you see in the Torah?
A man nailed to a cross.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
So tonight, we thought it appropriate to speak on the Father's initial, too,
which is called the Sheen, and looks like our W.
And stands for Shaddai, meaning Almighty.
as in El Shaddai, or God Almighty.
The Sheen is of special importance and is seen in all numerous Jewish articles and on all the mezuzahs, which hangs on every Jewish door entering their houses and even some inside rooms.
So you can't have too many.
No, for sure. You can also make the Sheen with your fingers by splitting apart the middle fingers and also the thumb to look like a W.
Or the Hebrew letter Sheen.
Right. And is the official Jewish hand gesture used when blessing anyone or anything by putting the name of God upon the people or any object, house, land, an animal, etc. And they described it as spreading forth or stretching out thy hands that they read in Scripture. Also, when you raise your hands up, as Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, which says,
when the men pray, they are to lift up holy hands.
Because the Sheen is being displayed.
You are actually making God's initial,
which represents his holy name. And actually, this was a command by God to Aaron in Numbers 6:27.
Put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
It is the famous Aaronic blessing, still used today.
And what you say at the end of every program.
Now, here comes another gold nugget. Do you remember reading in Exodus 17:12 that as long as Moses held up his hands, Joshua's army prevailed, but when down, the Amalekites prevailed?
I do.
So Aaron and Hur supported Moses' hands raised up, and they finally defeated their enemy.
Well, also the seventh plague of hail in Egypt.
Yes, Exodus 9, Moses told the people that when he spreads out his hands, the plague will stop. And it did.
Much to Pharaoh's amazement.
And again in Exodus 14, Moses lifted the rod and stretched out his hand, and the Red Sea parted. And later, with the stretching of his hand, the sea closed up, covering the Egyptians. So now, when you read scriptures like Psalm 88:9, where David says,
I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hand.
Well, then you know why he said that.
Also in Job 11, verse 13.
Yes, when Zophar urges Job to repent because he just assumed Job must have sinned, which he didn't. But Zophar said,
prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him.
Now, Job lived way before Moses, but they knew even back then it was the best way to pray and worship God.
And then there's 2 Chronicles 6, verse 13.
Yes, at the end of dedication, it says that Solomon knelt down and spread out his hands. Let me repeat. Knowing all this, can you see why God commands in his word to lift up holy hands? Also, please read Psalm 119:48.
I will lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love.
And Psalm 134 is used in a familiar tune. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. I couldn't believe I did that. Anyway, there's still more. Psalm 28, verse 2.
Hear my voice when I lift up my hands.
And Psalm 63:4. Thus I will bless you while I live.
How?
I will lift up my hands in your name. And in Lamentations 2:19, Jeremiah begs the Jews,
lift your hands toward him.
Again in Lamentations 3, verse 41.
Let us lift our hot hearts and hands to God in heaven.
And in Nehemiah 8, verse 6, Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and while lifting up his hands, the people answered, amen. So let me ask you, well, with this being the common practice, do you think Jesus did it?
Of course. And Scripture confirms that he did in Luke 24.
Yes. It was at his ascension back to heaven, verse 50.
And Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up to heaven.
Mm-hmm. He lifted up his hands. And in Daniel 12:7, where we see the man clothed in white linen, which we believe is a theophany of Yeshua, lifts up his hands to heaven when speaking to Daniel. I feel very blessed that my name in Hebrew begins with a sheen as well.
Yes, it does.
Praise God. And here is still another gold nugget. Read what God told Moses in Deuteronomy 16, verse 2.
You shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to put his name.
Now, where might that be, you ask? Just read 1 Kings 11:36.
My servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city where I have chosen for myself to put my name there.
There it is. There's really no denying it. God says that Jerusalem is the city he has chosen for himself and has put his name there. And how did he do that? Well, God has literally and permanently engraved his initial right into Jerusalem's landscape by the three valleys that dissect the city to form the sheen. We have the Hinnom Valley, and that's on the left where the secular people live, because it's on the left, and where they also cremated the criminals. So there was fire burning there almost all the time. And also, Herod's palace was at the top of this valley. Then we have the Tyropian Valley, and that was in the middle. And on the right side is where the temple stood at the top, and David lived. And we call that the Kidron Valley on the right. Isn't it interesting that even way back then, they had the people on the left, and they had the people on the right? Anyhow, pretty amazing detail. And there is a picture of this landscape of Jerusalem, by the way, without the buildings, for you to see along with these notes on our webpage. Plus, I will put them in my next newsletter along with these notes for you to share with others. And please do share. So if you're not on the mailing list, you can sign up on our webpage. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You know, if he isn't, you can invite him in right now. Or even if you're not sure, do it again. Because Jesus is your only Savior, and he has totally paid your debt for your sins. Grab it right now while there's yet time. Unless, of course, you prefer to pay the debt for your sins yourself. It's always your choice. I want to leave you again with the Aaronic blessing number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and those who love her. If you love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in a lot of different ways. Sometimes you don't even realize it. And that, of course, is Psalm 122, verse 6. And by the way, when the word says his countenance upon you, countenance means an expression of approval. So may he approve of you and everything you do. Tell someone about Jesus this week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.